Hello, Jagger.
Hi, John.
Hello, hello. You have to fix your ask to start video there.
Hi.
Put us in
Hi.
Speaker view. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
There we go.
Hi. Hi, Paul.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Oh. Naman. Jai Guruji Jan. Jai. Jai.
Yeah, Rami, I wasn't ignoring you when in the beginning I have to switch it from one laptop to then my own self in another laptop and then turn off that self in that laptop and be here. So it's a little bit of switching around, very first thing.
Oh, so you launch the meeting at one place?
Yes.
And again, second user, okay.
Exactly, and then I have to turn the host over to me here on this laptop and take it away from me on the other laptop.
Okay. So I would assume that is where you install your Zoom. The laptop you are attending, this must be, I don't know, secondary.
This is my work laptop.
Yeah.
But my work laptop is my work account. So my other personal laptop has to start the meeting and then I come off of this laptop. Oh, you froze. But yeah, it's just something I have to do back and forth.
Oh, cumbersome.
And the other laptop is the quality is not good for the camera. So, and I had gotten another camera previously, but this one just works better. I don't have to mess around with a lot of stuff other than in the beginning of the whole thing. So, Rami, did you unfreeze?
Yeah. Now, actually, for a moment, the connection was frozen.
Good. Well, we did get a question from our from the website, which I'll put it on the screen so everybody can see it. Here we go. What to do regarding hearing various sounds, seeing different sizes and colors of lights, and having visions during meditation? Are these important stages? Are they just distractions? And Maharaj has said before, again, those are progressive steps, but not to get bogged down in those. Just like spiritual powers may come, but not to get bogged down in those. Because the truth is the seer, whatever you're seeing, it makes no difference. It's that seer that's important to recognize and find that seer, that invisible, anonymous, unidentified seer within your own self. So this experience, as Maharaj has said, he has a whole video about miraculous experience. And experience is something, but again, in the ultimate, there is no experience, no experiencer. Because if you remain with your selfless self, all experience ends. And then from this place, you can use this body as an instrument to go out and do various things. But there's no longer the sense of doership, so there's no longer that experiencer.
Oh.
meditation is important just to know yourself in a real sense. And then once this real sense, you know yourself, now you want to remain with yourself. And the selfless self remaining with the selfless self, or consciousness remaining with consciousness, is the meditation. So there's no longer like a separate set aside time where now I meditate. I meditate, okay, I have this subtle sense of presence, just I, just I. This selfless self.
Right.
And now my meditation is to basically find this selfless self in every experience, because it's the background of everything. Mm-hmm. So as the day is going about, I can drop back into that presence, because that the attention just goes falling back. And then eventually I'll know, as I'm just seeing presence, and that's my meditation now, as this is remaining with your own selfless self, that's the recognition and the projection. And then even this sense of existence, this I am, this I exist, this just I, it goes, because now you know, oh, I'm not this because I'm seeing this. And not seeing with physical eyes, of course, but seeing subtly consciousness with consciousness. And I'm not this consciousness. I'm not this object, which is now this subtle presence has become an object of my awareness. So now I know. Oh. And from there, if the subtle sense of presence becomes the object of awareness, then all these gross objects, how can they be entertaining? And gross object meaning body, mind, ego, intellect, world, all this sort of thing. Because now even this very, very, very subtle sense of presence has become an object in awareness. This is the most subtle, this very subtle sense of presence. And now you're basically objectifying, for lack of a better word, this very subtle sense of presence. Remain with the I am, remain with selfless self, be with you always. Nothing. Now we're not clogged up with what's going on in the world, or how do I do my job if I'm remaining with presence, or how will my relationships be if I remain with presence, or how will I feed myself, or any of these things, because presence has now become the most subtle object of awareness. And all these other things are projected on presence. They're just appearances. And the thoughts go into like a 20-mile pileup, because they all just stop. They just hit each other like a 20-car pileup. Just one, boom, 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 boom. Because how? What's there to think about?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I guess it's pretty easy to get the idea that something is not new. And then because of that, it gives the impression that there is some kind of continuity going on. But if everything's new, which does seem to be the case, there wouldn't be any continuity if everything's new. And then if you call, I mean, you can conceptually call that presence, but that's not really, presence isn't continuity. I guess presence is, you know, where, you know, you can't say what it is. It's never not here, but it's also not here in a continuity sense.
Presence is very much discoverable because you have this body form. And we talked about the deer with the musk fragrance. The deer jumps around wondering where this musk fragrance came from. It came from its own self. And the same thing, because you have this body available, presence is definitely discoverable. You must discover this. It is the most important discovery you can make. And you remain. As far as new, to formlessness, nothing's new, nothing's old. Nothing is. All of these are appearances. Everything is appearance. Objects appearing and disappearing. And as I mentioned, remain. The only thing in your awareness is presence. And the more you remain with your selfless self, consciousness with consciousness, presence with presence, presence will become an object in your awareness. Just as anything else, even though it's so subtle, because consciousness is with consciousness, presence is with presence, I am with I am. That's the meditation. And at first, meditation is just so you know yourself in a real sense. Well, so that I am that. Now remain. This is what, when Siddharameshwara Maharaj told Nisargadatta Maharaj, he said, I didn't say, is this true, is this not true? No, it's my discovery. And he made this discovery. As he said, he realized himself within 2 years because he remained every waking moment with the I am. And then recognize that the I am was remaining with the I am. Presence with presence, consciousness with consciousness. And that you're out of it because presence can become the most subtle object in your awareness. Formlessly. Obviously, presence is formless. Entire world has appeared on the spontaneous presence. You are everywhere in all things as a formless, and now you know yourself within this formlessness that you are as something, so that you can discover your nothingness. And then you can discard this something, because you can say, okay, when presence is in my awareness, the most subtle, which you can even say, okay, before, when I believed I was a body, I sat for meditation and I felt a sense of presence. Then I remained with this sense of presence and it felt like I was expanding. Well, it's not expansion, it's erasure of the body concept idea. So now I am not body, I was not body, I'm not going to remain the body. So you are formlessly aware of this subtle sense of presence and it becomes the only object in your awareness. You literally objectify something that is totally formless and totally subtle. And who can do this? Only your own selfless self. So now it kills, like I said, it's a train wreck for any kind of mind thoughts. Because if presence is now the object of awareness and everything has appeared on presence, I am no longer interested in that secondary layer on presence. No matter what that layer is, body, mind, ego, intellect, world, my job, my house, nothing, because that's the secondary layer. I'm now just the fire with the fire, and the fire is self-sustaining. As long as this body is existing, this sense of I am or this sense of existence will appear. And when this body is no longer available, then that's it. But you are, you very much are, because you know, oh yeah, this subtle sense of existence, this subtle presence, I've objectified this where I can remain with this. There's nothing else.
And that when you see that there's nothing else, that's when you see that everything that seemed to be something was illusion.
That was the something that appeared within the nothing that you are. We can use the dream as a beautiful example. You lay down at sleeping, yes? Just this body, we lay down. Okay, off to La La Land. Very nice. Hopefully we're doing mantras. We're going to sleep to have a very nice space. And here we are. Now we're dreaming. Well, we're dreaming formlessly. Suddenly something appears within nothing. Nothing because it's formless. There, you're not like building this dream. It appears spontaneously. So this something came out of nothing. And within that something, you're even a body. And you have a little dream and a little story comes along, and all these people are around and everything seems to be moving, and you may be talking, you may be doing all these things. Then you wake up and that dream is now gone. That something that appeared in the nothing went back to nothing. Only now, of course, you have your waking state dream, which is now something has again appeared out of nothing. But the consciousness or the formlessness that's creating the form spontaneously from nothing is your own selfless self. You're providing the background for this.
The definition of spontaneously, or kind of like whenever I think of what spontaneous means, it means kind of a selfless thing because you don't know where it comes from. It's just, you're just like, oh.
It's here. Yeah. Spirit clicked with the body, you said I. Therefore, this something appeared. Just like matchbox and stick, as Maharaj says, matchbox clicks with the match, you get fire.
The best, so far, the best I can come up with is that the self shares itself with itself or something.
No. These are just appearances. Just like when you lay down and dream at night, are you sharing it yourself with anything? You're just providing the space for all these forms to appear, basically. And you're not doing it. Like, you're not laying down tonight and saying, okay. And like, if you were to meditate your dream, right, and have to build your dream, okay, tonight I'm going to see this house and this road, and let me move these people, and there's going to be people here, and it's going to be a cloudy day. Okay, get ready, dream. No.
It happens spontaneously.
It happens spontaneously.
And you
because your subtle sense of existence mixes and boom, creates everything.
That's what I mean by the sharing part. Somehow, you know, if I want to put a word on it, I don't know a better word than sharing.
But sharing you need too. Mixing. You have to share with something or sharing something. You're not sharing anything. It's a spontaneous explosion of a dream world. Just like when the spirit clicks with the body and you say, I, it's a spontaneous explosion of, oh, I'm in a world. But I'm not in the world. The world is within me. But because I have objectified myself as this gross object, I then see other gross objects, even though I'm the formless awareness that could easily objectify the subtle sense of presence, which, after removing all these other layers, that's all there is. And now you're the formless knowledge, the knower, so to speak. And you know You are. And that's the only thing you can know. I am. You are. You exist. There's existence. That's the only thing that can be true. That's why Maharaj says, this is, you remain with your selfless self, because accept your selfless self. Now listen to this carefully. Accept your selfless self. No God, no Brahman, no Atman, no Paramatman, no master, nothing except your selfless self. Self without self. Self without the knowledge I am. The knowledge I am has appeared to that selfless self. And then now the self comes with selfless self. You see, self without self. Now we have self with self because of this I am. I exist. Oh, there's something. No, it's nothing. Don't confuse. And that's objectify that subtle sense of presence. And then move about the world quite nicely. You know, you have a body, it's an instrument, use it. Use it just like your vehicle, though. This body will take you from point A to point B. But point A to point B is within your own selfless self. Everyone you meet is your own selfless self. Every experience that you're having is no experience. Every time you sit there and say, I'd like to figure this out. Oh, no. I'd like to find myself in this moment. Because if I'm trying to figure it out, I've lost myself. I've dropped into the illusion suddenly. And I'm trying to, yeah. See, every time I turn it over to mind, it's a very sneaky, tricky thing. Because mind came along with the body. It's like a computer that can only give you one answer. You know, what's the weather going to be like? Sunny. Oh, but it's raining. Nope, sunny. You see, it's always going to just give body-based solutions because the mind came along with the body, got impressions of body-based experience as if you were doing them, took the sense of doership and said, this was a good experience. This was a bad experience. Let's experience this again. Oh, let's not do that again. But there's no sense of doership. But if you give it to the mind, then the mind will say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to gain some information by figuring it out. Even though, again, Maharaj has said, they're all wrong files. Mm-hmm. Imagine a computer that spits out gibberish, but you believe it. Just like, if the computer was to say, it's sunny today, and you go outside, it's raining. You say, computer, it's raining. No, it's sunny today. It's totally opposite of the reality. But the computer will very nicely tell you, it's sunny. Computer, what's the weather tomorrow? Sunny.
Well, it'll tell you that it's something else.
It was only going to talk about the illusion.
Yeah. No matter
because
what
the mind came along with the body. The only thing it can spit out is things that you have experienced since coming into existence in a body form. But who cares about that? Remain with your selfless self. The body-based existence is entirely illusion because you are not a body. All experience that came along with the body, useless. But the mind has stored these files. And you, the formlessness that you are, is relying on a mind, a flow of thoughts about a world that does not exist, and then interpreting every action and reaction based on an illusory existence. That's the insanity.
sometimes I can think I'm afraid to give that up, but actually I'm not afraid to give it
up. What is there to give up? The false illusion.
John, one of the things that's happening here is that the illusory sense of existence in the so-called past, if there's any charge or anything to it, it's just being neutralized. So my anything of the Beth character, the Elizabeth character, that was really selfless self having a experience of mind body. So any of that that has any kind of charge, it's just being neutralized. Do you understand what I mean? It's just with selfless self, because I said this to someone and they said, well, how do you do that? And it's not a doing, it's a knowing that illusory sense of self was illusion. So anything that still has a charge or still has a trigger or whatever, it's being neutralized. Does that make sense? That just
that reminds me of what John says about the black hole.
Okay. Absolutely.
It's sort of the same thing.
And yet you could still speak about things that have happened, you know, oh, I had a beach trip 10 years ago. It was fun. But like you said, there's no personalization.
There's no charge to it. Exactly. I mean, you can remember things, but anything that you might have gotten triggered somehow, it relates to a body-mind identification. And when you're not believing that anymore, then I use the word neutralize, then everything's fresh, spontaneous, fresh, just like the path the bird makes in the sky, and it burns up, you know, things burn up without a trace.
Yes.
And that's the freshness. Oh. That's the now.
Yes.
But I don't understand why we have to objectify the selfless, objectify that. Because when we know we're nothing, it's not an object. We don't have to objectify anything.
True. Awareness without object. But this is, we were speaking in the most subtle level, because presence is so subtly felt that when you objectify this, you're absolutely in the position of a formless knower. That's without, it drops you there instantaneously just to sit there and say, okay, this subtle sense of presence is now basically an object in awareness. Everything else is appearing on that. I remain here. Because now this I am, the sense of existence, is discarded. I am not that. And whether that is there or not, I am.
Yeah.
It confuses sometimes to finally remove the eye from the telescope that you thought was your body all along, but yet still see the telescope, you know? And I think it's just like a painter's brush painting over this canvas. Our whole lives, we related ourselves to what was painted on this canvas. Now I think we have just become this paintbrush that paints and leaves nothing behind, you know? And I think it's a lot like that, what we're experiencing, you know, that, like you said, no more traces. I look at my canvas and it is completely empty, but yet this paintbrush is still moving. It's still active. It's still in the waking dream, you know? And I think we're all there. And that's beyond words, you know? Mm. Beyond words. Mm. And I think the spontaneity is in the emptiness of the canvas, the emptiness of Elizabeth, of the emptiness of Keith, the emptiness of all our canvases, you know, and that white meshes, merges into all of us, you know? And I think that's why we talk about it, just to talk about the wonder of it, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. John, recently I had a tooth issue on a weekend when I couldn't go to a dentist, but I had a lot of pain and it was hard not to identify with the body. And you know, I tried, you know, the chanting and meditation and mantra, whatever, but sometimes it just really, you know, the body is in pain. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to disidentify with it sometimes. At times I have been able to just completely go into deep, deep meditation. And then there's no identification with pain. But sometimes that's hard to do.
Yeah, body is a sensory organ, basically. It's out there for sensory experience, nerves and all this sort of stuff, and it's constantly sending messages.
Yeah.
Pain is something that is, it's felt through body form, you know. Just I had blisters on my feet from going to King's Dominion and walking all around and walking and feeling the blisters, and there wasn't a mentation about this, but there was a pain sensation, most definitely. And just like Maharaj says, what do you do? Okay, I bandaged my feet. I took care of the body because it is causing pain. It's not something that I can just sit there and say, okay, there's no pain and I'm not aware of the pain.